Let us start on the Mishnah about Peihei and Midbeis. The Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael, Mureses Lekoyen, Mureses Mikoyen, Shemeres Yavam Lekoyen, Pechein Bas Koyen Li Yisrael, Veisechel Betume. So these dinim we hear already, that an Eresin, an Uber, is not Macho, and there's a poisel. Bas Yisrael mu'ureses l'leivi, mu'beres mi'leivi, shemeres yovam l'leivi, v'chein bas leivi l'Yisrael l'yseichel b'maisa. Here would seem a miradik echidish that a Bas Yisrael azor is also b'maisa, unless she becomes an esur l'leivi, or has a vlad from a levi. Bas levi miureses lekoyim, miuberes mikoyim, shemeres yovam lekoyim, vechein bas koyim lelevi leisoichel leibetrume beloibe maisa. Now this then is very, very difficult to understand. As levi miureses lekoyin, so the shaila is, even though the eresin does not give her a schus achila and trumim, but why is loisoichel b'maisa? Why does she lose her din achilas maisa by being meures to a koyin? A koyin is also muta to eat maisa, kahane mikro leviim. So this, the Gemara, will be Moira in the middle of the sugya. Let us see Rashi. Loisoichel betrume, kedisna beperek almone, ha'uber, ba'yovim, va'irisen, poislin, v'loi machilin. Loisoichel b'maisa, b'gmore porech, zore gufe, miloi ochlo b'maisa. Azor also eats b'maisa, so why amureses l'levi cannot eat b'maisa? Loi b'trume v'loi b'maisa, trume k'damora. The levia name le'inyen trume zorehi. A levia can eat trume, and to eat out the husband the koyin, so eresin can be machel, and uba can be machel. Maisa meforesh b'gmora. Why Abbas Levi Lekoyin cannot eat Maisa, that the Gemara is going to explain. So the Gemara asked Usahei Zoro, let her be Azor, Abbas Levi Le Yisrael, Abbas Yisrael Le Levi, Tehei Zoro, Zoro Mi Le Ochlo Be Maisa. So Rashi says, "Mi leochla b'maisa kol zor layoichal kodesh ksiv." The pasuk that asos zorus is dafke by kodesh, maisa rishin lav kodesh ikri. Maisa rishin is in kodesh. So why can't a bas yisrael eat maisa? Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Omoni Rameyehi, the Omar Maisa Rishin, also Lazarim. It's going according to Rameya. The Rameya holds Maisa Rishin is also Lazarim. The sign we learned about Raisa. Trume Lekoyin, Umaisa Rishin, Lalevi, Divrei Rabbi Meya. Rabbi Lozo Ben Azariah, Matiroi Lekoyin. Rabbi Lozo ben Azariah is Mater Maisa Rishin Lekoyin. So the Gemara asks, Matiroi Mechlar Deike Manda Osa? Rabbi Lozo ben Azariah is Mater Lekoyin and someone asos Maisa Rishin Lekoyin? Ela Eima Noisnoi Af Lekoyin. No, Noisnoi Af Lekoyin. Let us see Rashi. Truma lekoyin, nisinosa lekoyin. Umaisa rishin lelevi. It's also, you give maisa rishin to a levi. Ketoni maisa lelevi dumye de truma lekoyin. So the Baraisa brings these two halachas together to tell us that there's a similarity. Ma truma achilosa kinesina. So just like truma is only given to a kohen, it's only eaten also by a kohen. The kohen, the loylezo, af maisa lelevi, achilosa lelevi, the loylezo. So that is the smiches of maisa rishin lelevi to truma lekohen to tell us that just like Truma Lekoyim, the Achila is also only Lekoyim, so who adin, by my solution, it's Lelevi and not Lezo. The Eel, so how do you know to make such a smiches, such a drash? So Rashi says, the Eel of Hochi, Svirelei L'Rameya, if that's not Pshat, Truma L'Maiktoni. So why did he mention Truma Lekoy? Nahei the Maisa Itzich Leiluguye Delei Yevina Leilukoy in Chabaloza Ben Azaye. Maisa Vishnu Lelevi is telling us something. You don't give it to a Koy. And he was, wants to be Choylik on Chabaloza Ben Azaye. The Chabaloza Ben Azaye holds Nois Noi Af Lekoyim. And he holds that you don't give it to a Koy. So that's good. Why he says Maisa Vishnu Lelevi Leilukoy. Ela truma lamali, but truma everyone holds you give to a kohen. So why did Rav Meir find it necessary to write this halach in the Baraisa truma lekohen? So al kochoch truma lekohen was written that we should to be medame maisa rishon lelevi to truma lekohen. But achilosa is also lelevi and not lezor. One raya that this is pshat in Rav Meir. Rabbi Loza ben Azaye matiroi lekoyin. Mechlal de Rabmeya nami beiso veheta airi. Rabbi Loza says a loshen heta is a raya. So Rabmeya is also speaking about iso veheta. Now lechoyre, the second raya of Rashi, is shvar, the Gemara es takashe matira ilekoyim, mechladi kamanda osar ala ima noisnei af lekoyim. So Rabbi Loza ben Azaye is not saying matira ilekoyim. That's poshid it's muta lekoyim, maisa. So koch means noisnei lekoyim. So Bechlali didn't say aloshin heta, he said aloshin nesine. So the Marsha says that the Gemara does not mean to say that it's a grace. He said matiroi, but he means noisnoi, but he said matiroi. So that's what the Marsha means to say as follows. The Marsha means to say, just like Rav Meir, when Rav Meir said noisnoi, the noisnei of Ramei, truma lekoyin, amaisarishin lelevi. So the noisnei, nesinosa lekoyin, the Rashi said, just like the noisnei of Ramei means muta lekoyin and muta lelevi, so the matiroi lekoyin means noisnei lekoyin. It seems that the Loshin, Nesine, and Matira is interchangeable. So that's what Rashi means to say. But just like, he says, Rabbi Loza ben Azaye called Noisnoi Matiroi, because Rabbi Meir called, he called Noisnoi because Rabbi Meir called Matiroi Noisnoi. Because he's speaking about noisne, but he means matiroi also. That the heter is only lelevi. So the loshen is interchangeable. Al kaponim batharashi says pshat. So we have here that Rameya holds that maiser sheni, maiser rishon is only muta lelevi and not lezo. Let us see the next Rashi. Mechlal de ike leman de oso maisa lekoyin lechel. To someone that asks a koyin to eat, but me, bavade kohanim lav zorim nino. Kedama lekanon de kahanim ikro levim. Kahanim akod levim. Bechof balad mekoymis ikri kahanim levim. So memele, so Yezuche can say that someone disagrees with Abba Lozab and Azai, that he's matal lekoyin. Everyone knows that Maiser is matal lekoyin. So it means to say, nois noi af lekoyin. Zog de gemore my time da Rameya. What is the time of Rameya? The Rameya holds that Maiser Rishen is also lezorim. Omar Rav Ache berei de rove mishmei de gemore. Ki es maisa b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu la'ashem trume. The pasuk starts off with maisa, and then it says asher yarimu la'ashem trume. That the atrocious maisa seems similar to trume. So the pasuk is makish maisa rishin to trume. Ma trume asure lezorim. Av maisa rishin also lezorim. That's the bekoyer of Rameya. If there's a hekish, so in hekish lemachze, so let us say, so just like by trume, the iser zorim, this onshim, in tashlumim on the iser zorim. Ima trumim chayovim olav mise, if a person azor eats trume bemezit, is chayiv olav mise bidei shemayim. And if he eats it b'shoigik, he's chayiv achaymish, karen b'chaymish. So if you're makish, maisa l'trume, so don't only be makish l'gabi the isurim, be makish l'gabi the other halachis, which are neveya from the nisurim. Achiyiv misa b'day shemayim, chiyiv tashlumei chaymish, af maisa chayov nolov misa b'chaymish. Omakro umesu boy ki yechaleluhu is by the mise of an achila zor, it says boy, a miut, the yosav chamishisoi olov, by the inyan of tashlumei choymish, it says olov a miut, is these two words are miutim, boy, the loybe maisa. By Maisa, there's no chiyuv misa b'day shemayim. Olav v'loy al Maisa, there's no chiyuv tashlum echoymish on Maisa. Let us see Rashi. Nois ne'af l'koyin k'dekama l'kamon taime. Why? Rabbi Elazar ben Zayah holds that the mitzvah nesine is af l'koyin. Mishmei de Gemara. So the Gemara said, my time is the Rameya, so Ravacha b'rei the Rav, or the Rav said, Mishmei de Gemara. What does Mishmei de Gemara means? Kach kibel meiraboy, veraboy, meiraboy, ad Rameya, sheshoma mishmei. The lav mean daitei, kamoforish le time is the Rameya. That means, Ravacha is not giving his own explanation, but this was mekubel, from Rameya, that this is the time of Rameya, that it's also Lezorim, because we're makish, maisa letume. Frek the Gemore, the Rabbonon, nuvata the Rabbonon, who achilik on Rameya, and they hold that maisa is muta lezorim. So what did they do with the hekish? Is matrume toiveles af maisa rishin nami toivel. So the hekish goes as follows, that it's coming to tell us, just like if he was not mafrish trume, so it is tevel, and we'll see the zachiv misa b'day shamayim, so af maisa rishin nami toivel. By maisa rishin, if he was not mafrish maisa rishin, it's also tevel in the zachiyah misa b'day shemayim. Uche desanye, now the Gemara brings a baraisa. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, יוכל לא יהי חייב אלא על תלבו שלהולה ממנו כל עיקר. That you only חייב and tell that nothing was מופרש. הולה ממנו תרומה גדולה ולהולה ממנו מייסר אישן. מייסר ראשון ולא מייסר שני, ואפילו מייסר עוני. How do you know if all the matones were הופרש, but מייסר עוני was not הופרש? So how do you know there's an issa to eat, that it's still tevil, כל זמן you want מפרש all the matones, תמלוימה, ליסוחל לכל בישרחו, there's an issa אכילו בישרחו. And later when it speaks about Maiser Oni, also says Aloshin Bish Orecho. Is Mash Orecho Ha'omo Laholom Maiser Oni. Just like the Sh'orecho Ha'ochlu Bish Orecho V'Savei is going on Maiser Oni, Av Sh'orecho Omo Kan Maiser Oni. That means Leisucho Lecho Bish Orecho. You're not permitted to eat the tvua before you were mafresh maiseroni. So that means that by maiseroni, even though it's chulin baume, al kaponim it creates an isar tevel, and you're not allowed to eat it because man you were mafresh maiseroni. Vamarachmona loisucha veimei hosam hava min lelap. So, if I only had the Gzeire Shav, or Bisharech, or Bisharech, I would think that by all Tevil, there's only an Isolav. Avo Misoloi, there should be a Din Chiev Misobi Dei Shamayim, is Kamash Malon, so that's why we have a Hekesh. Maiser to Trume, just like Trume is Tevil, and there's a chiyuv misa b'day shemayim if the truma wasn't mufrish. It's huadin. Maiser is toivul. And if they weren't mafrish, it is a chiyuv misa b'day shemayim. Lishna achine, a second lotion, maiser ishin de tovul b'darab yaisi nafke. Not that the Gemara explained it with a mahalach, the Gemara asked it for a kasha. Why do you need a hekesh maisa letrume to tell me that there's a din tevel by maisa? You can learn it out from Rabbi Yosi, from the Gzeir Shav b'sharecha b'sharecha. So the Gemara says, "Ime ahi avamina lelav." That's true. Leisucha lecho b'sharecha. I'll know there's a lav and achilas tevel l'maisa. Avo misa loy kamash melam. That is a chiyuv, misa b'day shemayim by tevel. A fellow with tevel l'maisa. Zof Rashi. Matrume tevelas, shekoz man shalei hufrisho, koz man yibon mafrish te trume, chayoven misa al achilosoi shel tevel. Now Tosfos had a Gils and Rashi, Doha Trume Misa Ksiv Bei. Because by Trume there's a Chiyav Misa. We'll learn Tosfos, often we'll get a little clearer what Rashi is saying. Af Maisa Rishin Toivo, Vaaf Al Gavde Bidi Dei Leke Misa. He says Rashi understood Bishloime by Tovo Le Trume. Since Truma alone there's a Chiyuv Misa, some emele, so it's Tovel Truma, there's also a Chiyuv Misa. Mashayin came by Maisa, if a person eats Maisa, if a Zor eats Maisa, according to the Chachomim, there's no Chiyuv Misa, if according to Ramey, there's no Chiyuv Misa. Now, I've got to be the day, Leke Misa, Afal Piken, Chayoven Misa, La Tevel, Shlei Hufresh Maisa, Rishim Imena. Oy afilu maiseroni, the kill it's doke baume the lav tzad kedusha is bay. It's not even a tzad kedusha whatsoever. Afapikain, is if it's tovol lemaisa oni, it's also a chiyuv misa b'day shemayim. There's a issa. Ba'ochlu b'sharecho b'shana ashlishis mishto ikro, and it is speaking about maisa oni. Achi garsinen v'kama rachmono leiseichu, v'imei hosom hava mino lelav. Avo miso loy, kemash malam, the hekesh that is a chiyuv misa also. Let us see Tosfos. Tume lekoyin umaisa rishin lelaybe. So this was the lashon of Rameya, and the Gemara brought a raya from this baraisa that Rameya holds that maisa rishin is only mutter ba'achila lelaybin, it's also lezorim. Perish bekuntres, Rashi says, where do we see this in the baraisa? The dayik midiktoni maisa rishin lelevi dumye de truma lekoyim. Tachilosa kinesinosa de ilav hochi truma lemaiktoni lo. The truma is miyuta, so kochoch, the truma was written to be midame maisa to truma. Because the imkain leima nami rabikivehi, Diktoni nami lekamon ki hai lishne. That means if we look three lines from the bottom, Tono rabonon, trume lekoyin, umaisa rishin lelevi, divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said the same lashon that Rameya said. So if the Gemara is, and if pshat the lashon means that maisa dumye de trume, that's because it's pasha trume lekoyin, that pshat in the lashon. So why do you say Rameya? Say Rabbi Kiva. Say Rabbi Kiva. Why did you hop on Rameya? Ve'im ishum the stam mishne Rameya, because stam mishne is Rameya. So Rameya. So therefore he said the Rameya shitosa amrinu bekulu alibe de Rabbi Kiva. All of them are alibe de Rabbi Kiva. So Mimele, if the whole diuk is from the Lashon of Trumah Lekoyin, so we could include Rabbi Kiva also in the Seivrim that hold that Maisa Rishin is also Lezorim. Umid Mahada Nami Rabbi Loza Lashon Heta, Rashi brought up a second Raya. Because Rabbi Loza said a Lashon Heta, so by Istachoy is that, he's speaking about Isabeta, my Sumer is also speaking about Isabeta. In the Dagdik, the Dumahoda Ayri Rameya be Isabeta, Ainu be Trume, the Asura Lelevi, the Shoya Lekoy. Maybe he's speaking about Isabeta, the Trume is only Mutta Lekoy, and it's also Lelevi. The Perish Rivon de Gassini Bedje de Divere Rameya, my Sarishan also Lazorim. So the Rivon said that, says Beferish in the Bereise, that it's also Lazorim. Rabbi Lozo Matiroi Lekoyim, Le Gassini Ben Azaye, Rabbi Lozo Ben Azaye, Kodem Tuvo La Rameya, it was much more before Rameya, or the common Bereise, the Rabbi Kiva goes, Rabbi Loza ben Azai, do ba plukte. Rabbi Loza ben Azai was a ben Deiroi of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, but Rameya was later. Matrume toiveles, perish bekunteres, bisheloi ufrishe, chayovin misa al achilosoi shel tevel, Tatume Mise Xive Bay. So we have a Shvere Gemara. We have to understand the problem here. The Gemara says we learn out that by Maisa the Zachiev Mise Koidem Afroshe on the Tevel, Dumye de Trume is Kan Shoyel Aben, and how do you know that by Koidem Shohufresha Trume the Zachiev Mise Bidei Shemaim on the Tevel? That's the problem over here. That means Trum is a davar poshut that it's tevelus in the Zachiyev Misa. We learn out Maiser a hekish from Trume. So
So that's what Rashi is saying, because the Truma Misa Ksive Be. Truma, if a Zorit Truma, there is a Chia Misa Bidei Shemayim. So Memele, so Rashi held Misvore that calls man, you're not Mafrish the Truma, so the Chia Misa Bidei Shemayim on the table. The table of Truma. The Marit in Shuve Chofei, he says, Pshat in Rashi, Trume Ad Sheloi Hufrisho, Kivin Sheoimed Lekach, Chalolov Chiev Mise. That means, there's a Psisht also, Koloimed Ligzeis Kigosus Domi, so, each mashu of tevel is a potential truma. So memele, so that's why there's a chi of misa bidei shemayim. It's a moira dike Rashi, that Rashi is saying the chi of misa bidei shemayim is mitzad the tevel shaboy. The chi of misa bidei shemayim by tevel is mitzad the truma shaboy. That's how Tosfos understood Rashi. The Marit says, because kol ha'imed, even she'oimed lekach, it's oimed to be mufrish, trume, so it has now already the oinish of trume. V'koshelari, ma'iserishin nami, so the yashishak wants to be goyres psicha bei trumes ma'iser. So that means, if you say alumdus, whatever the alumdus might be, that you say that by tevel, I know misvore the zachi of misa bidei shemayim, because it's oimed lifresh mimenu trume, so memele the oinish misa bidei shemayim of trume is already chal before the hafrosh is trume, when it's still in a matzav of tevel. So memele maisa rishin is also psicha bei. It's psicha bei, that's who wants to be goes. Psicha bei trumas maisa. So you also have a mechayiv of misa bidei shamay. So why do you need the hekish? He says, you tell me everything is svaris, it's lamdis. That since it's psicha bei trumas, so already I have in the tevel, koidem afrosh, I have already the mechayiv of misa bidei shamayim of Trume Kaidim Shofrishu. So by mice, I also have a Trume Kaidim Shofrishu. I have Trumas Mice. So the Marit wants to say something very interesting. The Marit wants to say, Tevel Shaloi Hufresh Mimenu Mice Rishin, Loi Mechayev Mise Mishim Trumas Mice. So the Marit wants to say a very interesting teretz of Farashi. He wants to say, Antevel de Zachiev Hafroshes Trume. So since there is now a Chiev Hafroshes Trume, so Mamela there's a Psedin Koloimid, and so Keilu, we have now the Trume with the Oinish Misa Bidei Shemayim. He says, but myself, so Taisi says, Yosef, Trumas Meiser. So he says, no. The Chiyuv Afrosh is Trumas Meiser is Chal. After your Mafrish the Meiser. Because man, you want Mafrish Meiser, there's no Chiyuv of Trumas Meiser. That means, Enoch Anami. If a person would be Mafrish Meiser, and he was a Mafrish Trumas Meiser, then you'll clear a Shaila. Are you chayiv misa bidei shemayim on this maisa? Kozman, it's tovel of trumas maisa. So, enoch anami, that I can figure out. But here we're speaking about he wasn't mafrish maisa at all. He has tovel, who's mafrish trum, and that's it. So, Kozman, he wasn't mafrish maisa. Kozman, you don't have the maisa, so there's no chayiv of afroshes trumas maisa. So memelus, you don't have the trumas maisa to create a chi of misa bidei shemayim. That's how the Marit wants to for Rashi. V'oit, now Tosfos says, k'samoyre de kekashe, If you're telling me, it's a moira di kezach that Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that the chiyav misa bidei shamayim of tevel, tevel of truma, is because by truma is a chiyav misa bidei shamayim. So I have already the potential truma, which is kolol in the tevel, and that's why one is chayav misa bidei shamayim. So he asks, Amir de Kekashe, mitam ze le litza tevel le koin, given the trum mishayile, if the whole oinish misa b'day shemayim is mikoyech hatrumish aboy, so a koin that's muta b'trume should be muta in tevel. But it seems that Rashi holds that the trume becomes muta to the koin after the afroshe. The afroshe is matter the truma lekoyin, the asman the reise, Klal Beis wants to say, says abchine that the koyin is mishulchan gavoya kazochu. That the afroshe, it's afroshe li gavoya, and after the afroshe becomes mutter lekahanim, kahanim mishulchan gavoya kazochu. But before the afrosh, it's also taken. But the iser is the iser tevel is taken the misa b'day shemayim. Says a meir di kipshat mishulchan gavoya kazochu. The pshat is that the kahanim that eat trumes pshat is like they're the mizbeach for achilas trume. It brings a more dicky Gemara. The Gemara says that the Torah was never matter nevela. There's no kula in Isser nevela. We find there is a kula in Isser nevela that Malika is mutala kahanim. That's in Yesoda nevela. So the Gemara says, no, kahanim is shulchan gavoya kazochu. So he says, what's pshat? He says, pshat is the kahanim are not eating out a boss of a dom. Not the Torah was matter to a boss of a dom achilas nevela. Their achilas like an achilas mizbeach. When they eat, their achilas mishulchan gavoya kazocha, their achilas equivalent to an achilas mizbeach. They're the mizbeach shal gavoya, mishulchan gavoya kazochu. So Memele, so he says that that's pshat also could be truma de zachim misa b'day shemay. But after the afrosh, so the kahanim are permitted to eat it mishulchan gavoya kazoch. Before the afrosh, so Memele, and then there's an isa misa b'day shemayim, and there's an isa on everyone. When it's tabu, there's still an isa b'day shemayim. That's what Asma the Reis wants to fend for Rashi. Al kaponim taisvis is chaylik. I mean, there's more of the kikashas on Rashi, the Bichas Avrom is more, I mean, if you learn kipshutai, I mean, the din is al kol kizayis v'kizayis av tevel yechayv misa b'day shemayim. Now, how much can you say that the whole tevel is trumet? I mean, Rashi says that the chiyav misa b'day shemayim of tevel is because the truma sheposach boy. There's truma in the tevel. But I say, so if there's 20 zaysim of tevel, there's 20 zaysim of truma. I feel it with the way the Marit explains. Oymed lekach. So it's good. It's oymed to be truma, but the 20 zaysim of tevel are oymed to be 20 zaysim of truma. That's zichana. So you need shirah nikorim. You need shirayim. You have to be matar chelik. About kaponim, that's what Rashi says. Upeirish rivon. So the rivon says we have a problem. I mean, Rashi wanted to for the problem that the Gemara assumes for a dover poshet that the zachiyev misa b'day shabayim an tovel etrume. The whole shail is on Tovul Maisa. So, why was it poshut to the Gemara on Tovul Truma the Zachir Misa B'day Shemayim? That's the problem. Upeirish Rivon Mishum de Darshine Beper Kanisrofim Volo Yechalalu Eskotshe B'nei Yisrael Asher Yorimu ליחללו וסקוטש בני ישראל אשר ירימו בעסידים ליטרים הכוסף מדבר. So the Pasuk uses a lashon chilul by eskotche b'nei Yisroel sherim, that means something which is oimed lahorim mimenu kotche b'nei Yisroel, that means something that's asher yorimu, that it's oimed lahorim mimenu kotche b'nei Yisroel. Pasidim litrum akosu medaba b'yalav chilul chilul mitrume meisa boi ki yichalulu. So the Pasuk is speaking about meisa boi ki yichalulu, speaking about trume. And v'lo yichalu es kotshe asher yorimu, it says loshen chilul chilul. So which kotshim are we speaking about? We're speaking about trume. So from here we see that is a chiyav misa b'dei shemayim and tevel trume. Af meisa rishen toivu. So the Chachamim learned that what is the remakish meisa l'trume. So the Hekesh is just like Trume is Toivu. The Zechiv Misa B'day Shemayim calls man Yenam Afrish Trume. So my Sarishan is also Toivu. Avol Isur Zoris Lo Yofin El Rabbonu. So, but you don't learn that Isur Zoris the way Rameya learned. Just like Trume is also Lezorim. So my is also also Lezorim. Factor Taisus Afel Gavdein Hekish Lemacht. Why shouldn't you learn out? Why do you only learn out just Lagabi Tovul Lemaisa is similar to Tovul Tumel? Why do you only learn out that Nikude? But not everything. Just like Tum is also Lazorim, is Maisa also Lazorim. So Taisus says, Kimin the Loy Motzi La Kushi Legamri Lesser Afla Levim Kamei Trume. So Taisus says, Amir de Kizach, he says, this is not a complete hekish. If you want to be makish maisel a trume, so the trume is also a zorim. Trume is also a levim also. So if you want to say maiser is daima le trume, so you have to say maiser is also a levim. That's how you have to say. Not Trum is also Lezorim. Their Zorim is Levium and Yisraelim. And Mais is also Lezorim. Their Zorim means Yisrael. But if you say in Hekish Lemachse, be Medamit Legamri, that the same Isser, Zoros that applies by Trum applies by Maiser. And that Al Kochach you can't say because Maiser is Mutal Levium. So Memelus, so there's no Klal B'chov in Hekish Lemachse. And this Nekuda. For oit, and now Taisva says, the mistava l'ukumi hekeshe amai da'osa kro beduchte achime. It's mistava that the hekesh is going on something that the posik spoke about someplace else. K'moi tevel, the yafina b'somach m'loisucha lechel. Later, the Gemara learns out from loisucha lechel. That there is an iser to eat tevel at tovel lemaisa. The is beilav. So I know an iser already. So now the hekish is coming to tell us that the onshim are similar. But to create an Isser from a Hekish, that means it doesn't say any place that Maiser is also. And from the Hekish we should create an Isser, thus nicht. The Hekish will only tell us that the Onshim are the same. But it won't create an Isser from the Hekish. Ime hosom hava mine lelav. So the Gemara says, if it would say from the Gzeire Shovet, of loy sucho lecho bisharecho. And lochel bisharecho visaveyu, I would think the packet is a lot to eat tevel at tovel amaisa. Umeyakeshe, loy have shemina lalava misalav, the shemina lav meyochik in the pirashti. That means the gzeir shava tells me there's a lav and tevel Atovel Amaiser, and now the Hekish tells me this Misa. Boy, ditzach loisuch alecheu lemaiser, only the Tovel. es ist a viele andere Treschben, the Posseg, which we makish meiser to Trumme, is meiserischen to Trumme. And I need the Gzeire Shove, Bisharecho, Bisharecho, to tell me by meiser oni, that is also an Iser Tevel. Goldsman, he was a mafrish meiser oni. Vim Toima, so Toisvis just said a very interesting ha'ore, that the Hekish is by meiser rishin to Trumme. Need the Gzeire Shove for meiser oni. Vim Toima, minolon, the Tevel meiser oni bemise, holo iskish le Trumme. So there's no Hekish. From Maisa Oni to Tumme, the whole Hekish is only Maisa Rishin. Be a Shleime de Shema, ain't by Misa. Maybe Taka, there's no Misa by Tovel of Maisa Oni. Inami kivin she ain't Cholok Mishate, when you nazor, wadin, when you Misa. Agavuche, the first Teretz of Taisus, Taisus says that by Tovel of Maisa Oni, there's no Chiv Misa. The Shagasari and the Chuvis wants to verimfer with this Akasha he had on the Gemara in Psochim. Akasha that the Rishonim ask on the Gemara, and he says, with this would be very good. The Gemara learns out from a posik that if a person eats matzah shel tevel, he's not yoytze mitzvah matzah. The Baraisa says it's Tovel Etume, Tovel Emaisa, Tovel Emaisa Rishin, Tovel Emaisa Sheni, Tovel Emaisa Roni. The Gemara brings a posik. And if a person eats Matzah Shel Tevel, he's not Yoitze. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, why do you need a posik? Typically, it's a mitzvah of Avera. If a person eats Matzah Shel Tevel, so it's an Avera. So it's a mitzvah of Avera. So why do you need a new limud? It's a limud on the Kohen Rab Shimon. Why do you need a limit? Table, it's a mitzvah b'aveira. So there's different terutzim, others say, because mitzvah b'aveira is only a darabon and the kedin. So the Shagasai wants to say a beautiful text. The Shagasai wants to say, Taisva says over here, that tovel lemaiser oni, it's only a lav. Tovel letume, tovel lemaiser, zachir misa, bidei shemai. So he says like this. He says, Bishloime, Tovel, Letrume, Tovel, Lemaiserishin, Istaka mitzvah babavere, because you can't say, Ein esse doiche loisase, because it's a loisase sheesh by misa, so it can't be doiche. But Tovel, Lemaiser, Oni, is a loisase grade. So if you wouldn't have this posik, that you're not yoitze b'matzah shel tevel, I'd say yes, esedoich aloisase. What's the problem? You're not allowed to eat it because there's a lav, so esedoich aloisase. So it's not a mitzvah bo b'aveira. Fakert, it's a mitzvah. So that's why we need the posik to tell us that the chemtze shel tevel is posel l'matzah. That's what the Shagasai says in the tshuva. Zok the Gemara weiter. B'mayu kimte karamei. Hey, since we had a Mishnah, the Mishnah is telling us that a Bas Yisroel Levi is not permitted to eat Trume. Why isn't she permitted to eat Trume? Because the Mishnah is going according to Rameya, a Bas Yisroel Levi is not permitted to eat Maiserishin. And why is she not permitted to eat Maiserishin after Eirusin? Because the Mishnah is going according to Rameya. And Rameya holds that Maiserishin is also Lezorim. So Eirusin won't be Machu. But Mayu Kimte, how did you say that in our Mishnah? Ki Rameya. Aim a Sefer. Let's see the Sefer of the Mishnah. Which the Sefer is Ashrek. Bas Levi Be'ureses Lekoyim. Ubas koyin lelevi, loy soichal, loy betrume, veloy bemaisa. They can eat trume, and they can eat maisa. Now, they can eat trume is beautiful. That's good. Bas levi mureses lekoyin. How could she eat trume? She, Eirisen is not machel. You have to have nesuin. So she can eat trume. Baskoyin le Levi is also the same thing. Levi le gabi trum is azo. So Baskoyin le Levi, she can't eat trum. Fine. But Leibe Meise, but she can't eat Meise either. That's a shrek. Why can't she eat Meise? A Koyin eats Meise. So Memele, and a Levi eats Meise. So why a Bas Levi Mereses le Koyin? Why does the Bas Levi lose her din Achille? The same thing Bas Koyin le Levi. Why does she lose her din Achille? That's the Gemara's kasha. Roche, my Zoros Ike. Here there's no Zoros over here. Till now you were telling me the mission is going according to Rameyer. Rameyer holds that my Rishin is also the Zorim. But in this case, there's no Zorim over here. Oma Rav Sheishes, my Eino Eicheles Diktoni, Eino Neisenes Rishus Litroim. So Rashi learns Pshat that the Gemara falls off from the first Malach. The Mishnah is not going according to Rameya. A Zor is also permitted to eat Maisa Rishain. That what it says, Eino Eicheles, means as follows. Let's just say the last file of the mission. Then we'll see Rashi in the beginning. Bas Levi Mureses Lekoyim Loisoichel B'Maisa. She's not permitted to eat Maisa. So she's not permitted to eat Maisa. You know that means she's not permitted to eat Maisa. She's allowed to eat Maisa. But speaking about, we had Maisa Rishain, and they weren't Mafrish Trumas Maisa. Now the Shaila is she able to be Mafrish Trumas Maisa? Or let's say it a little bit more bediyik. Is she able to make a Shliach to be Mafrish the Trumas Maisa of the Maisa? We'll try to explain this later. But Al Kaponim, that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. The Mishnah is speaking about, you have a woman who is an Arusa, to a Levi, and he has Maisa, and he wasn't Mafrish Trumas Maisa. Is she permitted to be Mafrish Trumas Maisa from the Maisa, in order to be able to eat the Trumah? Or is she not permitted to be Mafrish Trumas Maisa from the Maisa? So therefore, she's not able to eat the Trumah. She's not able to eat the Maisa because she's not able to be Mafrish the Trumas Maisa from the Maisa. So that's what Rav Sheshe says. Rav Sheshe says, "My einay cheles dektoni, einay neisenes rishus litroim." She's not permitted to make a shliach to be teirim trumas maisa, from the maisa. So since she can make a shliach to be teirim trumas maisa from the maisa, so she can eat the maisa, because kolzman you want mafresh trumas maisa from the maisa, can eat the maisa. Who can do this? Abbas Levi Meureses Lekoyim. Michlal de Nisue. A Meureses can't do it. Michlal de Nisue. Neisenes Rishus. That means if she's... But it would seem, if that's what the Mishnah is telling us, then a Bas Levi, that's an Arusa Lekoyim, she is not permitted to eat the Maiser that belongs to her husband because she's not permitted to be Mafrish, the Trumas Maiser Sheboy, because she's an Arusa. So it would seem, what if she's an Nesua? Then she is permitted to be Mafresh the Trumas Maisa from her husband's Maisa. Michlal de Nesua, Neisenes Rishus. Hin? Zemo says yes. Vasanya ben Achusa. Yeah, you're right. It says in the Pasuk, V'achaltam oisai b'chol mokim. You're permitted to eat maiserishin b'chol mokim. Atem uveischem. You and your wives. Limeit al nesue bas Yisrael. Beisei zu ishtoi after nesuim. Limeit al nesue bas Yisrael shenesenes rishus litroim. But that's what the Pasuk is telling us. And the Sue is permitted to give Rishus to be Teirim, Trumas Meiser, from the Meiser Rishon that her husband possesses. Ata oime Rishus Litroim oyeina elo lechel. Maybe it means that the Pasuk is telling us that a Nesue Lelevi is allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. I'll say according to Rameya, telling us that she's allowed to eat. So the Gemara says, I don't need a pasuk for that. Amrit trumecha murai cheles. Maisa hakalei koshkim. If an eishes koin is permitted to eat trume, so v'shteitzach an eishes levi is permitted to eat maisa rishe. So what is the pasuk coming to tell us? Atem uveischem. The pasuk means she's able to eat it. That means that she's capable of being mafrish the trumas meiser from the meiser, and then she'll be able to eat the meiser. Let us see Rashi. My eina eicheles. Now, so Rashi is saying pshat and Rav Sheshes. My eina eicheles diktoni kula mas nisan legabi maisa. So Rashi learns pshat that according to Rav Sheshes, the Gemara falls off from the whole pshat till now. And now, till now, we're learning eina eicheles means that Azora is not permitted to eat Maiserishin. It's going according to Rameya. Rav Sheshes is a homo pshat. Ma'ein echeles tiktoni kula mas nisan legabi Maiser. Wherever it says she's not allowed to eat Maiser, einoi neisenes rishus lishlucha litroim Maiser shel oros. She is not able to give rishus to her shliach to be toirim meiser shal oris. Ulahari mimenu trumis meiser. Perhaps we better without the verb. Ulahari mimenu trumis meiser. That she can't make a shliach to be meirim trumis meiser. Vavaleike toirim shaloi medas. That's davke by neruse. And by nesu it says, vachaltam oisei bechalbokim atem uveisrem. Hishva kosov ishtoi loy. You can eat the maaser rishin. Your wife can eat the maaser rishin. Limed abas Yisroel nesua lelevi, that she can give rishus. Now, this halacha is a halacha amume, very unclear halacha. But we're saying over here, we're saying as follows, from the Ritas Loshen of Rashi, and then the Shragis Medaikot, this from Rashi. From the Ritas Loshen from Rashi, we see as follows, that a, let us just say the halacha that it says. It says over here that a woman is an arusa to a levi, and he has maisa rishin, and they weren't mafrish trumas maisa from it. So it would seem as follows. If she's an arusa, she herself is allowed to be mafrish trumas maisa. Nisenes Rishus, Rashi says the whole story. It's speaking about if she can make a shliach to be mafrish trumas maisa. She can't make a shliach to be mafrish trumas maisa. Vavlei ke teirim shaloi medas. It's teirim shaloi medas. So she can make a shliach. But if she herself is mafrish trumas maisa, she can. If she's a nesue, then she can make a shliach to be mafrish trumas maisa. That's the halacha that it says over here. And aruse, we have three dinim over here. And aruse can be mafrish trumas maisa, but she can't make a shliach to be mafrish trumas maisa. And the Nesua can make a shliach to be mafresh trumas maisa. So the Birchas Avraham wants to explain the Gemara as follows. Some say the Ivra, the Gemara, what's pshat in this halacha? It's a halacha abum, it's very unclear. What does the pasuk say? So he wants to say as follows, that he brings a interesting chasam sefer. He brings an interesting chasam sefer. The chasam sefer says that we find the zadin shliach oiser shliach by get. We don't find the din shliach oiser shliach by truma. So the chasam sefer says because afroshes truma, the whole chalois of afroshes truma can be made bepeh. You don't need a maisa hafrosh. You can make it bepeh. And mili loimemsarin leshliach. That means if a person made someone a shliach, an amire, to be mafrish trume, so they cannot make another shliach. Mili loimemsarin leshliach. So memele, by trume, there's no din of shliach or isa shliach, because the ikar hafrosh is bepeh. Hashem came by get, they're speaking about the Nesinus HaGet, that's called a Maise. So he says as follows, Kozman an Ishe is an Arusa Labailo, so Lagabi, her Achilles Trume, it's like he made her a Shliach, that she could be Mafrish Trumas Maise. But that's it. More than that, she's not. So memele, for her to make a shliach, to be mafrish trumas maisa, there's no such din shliches. Ein shliach, oise shliach bemili, mili lamemser in the shliach, and therefore, so that the second person does not have a teira shliach, so it's teirim shalei medas. You can't be mafrish truma on das, on the das of the meshalach. And the shliach cannot make you a shliach. He says, after nisuin, she gets a halacha of an apotropis on the maisa. Not that she's a shliach from the baal to be mafrish trumas maisa, but after nisuin, she gets an apotropis on his maisa rishim. So an apotropis is like a bailam, so then she can make a shliach to be mafrish trumas maisa also. So that is pshat in this halacha. Pshat in the halacha is that an aruse can, is not an apotropis on the maisa rishen shel bailo. She's only a shliach. He understands that, he wants that she should be able to be mafresh, trumes meiser and his meiserischen. He's out of town, so he makes her a shliach to be mafresh trumes meiser. But that's it. More than that, she's not. So therefore, she cannot be noisen reshus to someone else to be mafresh trumes meiser. Masha ein kein an the sue gets a din apotropis, a din bailam on the meiserischen shall bailo. And therefore, she can make a shliach to be mafresh trumes meiser. Now let us see Tosfos. My eino aicheles diktoni, eino naisenes rishus litroim. Eino aicheles means she's unable to eat, but it means she's unable to give someone else rishus to be toirem trumas maisa. Peish bekuntres, the koi akule mas nisen, legabi maisa. The Eina Neisanis Rishus. The whole mission that says Eina Echeles, Eina Echeles, that Abbas Yisrael Levi Eina Echeles, it means not she's not allowed to eat. Als Kosmais is also Lazorim. The Ma falls up from Rameya. No, Einer Cheles means she's unable to make her shliach to be mafresh at Trumas Meiser from the Meiserish. Peish mekundus lekoya kulum as nisen legabi Meiser deine neisenes rishus. Vekoshe le Rabbeinu Yitzhak, vahavle le meime ela omar avsheishis. That means if we fall off Rameya now, they're saying that the Mishnah is not going according to Rameya, so it should have said, ela omar avsheishis, a nupshat. Even the hod the bay mishinu yekame. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Va'oid the kiven the cholay suchal. That means she can't eat. The whole mission says she can't eat. She can't eat. She can't eat. Haine dein in the sentence chishus. Havle le misne behed yachi. So what? What's that about in Turkish? It doesn't mean she can't eat. It means she can't make a shliach to be mafresh tumas samaisa. So say that behed ye. Why do you say she can't eat? Void the listeni afilu baslevi lelevi. Why do you say it's very modern? Bas Yisrael lelevi, bas koyin lelevi. Why don't you say that baslevi lelevi? It's another dinning answer now. It's a din stamazoi that the maaserishin belongs to him and she's unable to make a shliach to be mafrish trumas meiser. So why did Tavke speak about bas Yisroel alevi, bas koyin alevi? For oy the muberes mashach lemisne linyan nesinus reshus nantaisis. Another more the kekasha. It says that bas Yisroel amureses alevi muberes. Now amureses alevi good. So it's speaking about the maaserishin belongs to husband. And she's moreses, so she cannot make a shlich to be mafresh to Miss Meiser. Fine. What's muberes mi levi? That's also, muberes levi could very well mean a levi was mesana with her. Now she's muberes from a levi. So finish. So whose Meiserishin are we talking about? That she can't be mafresh. Mashaich le misna linyin esinus reshus. Bishlam, your wife, you can say, she's permitted to be mafresh, her husband's, Meiserish. She's not permitted. Shliya, a ganze meise, but what's the chat muberes? Va'aymeri, de la Rav Sheishis, nami meforish reishi, de mas nisen kidamor. So Taisa says, the Gemara never fell off Rab Meir. The reishi is going according to Rab Meir. The Mishnah holds that meise rishin is also lezori. So therefore, the first half of the Mishnah is beautiful. Bas Yisroel Levi loy soichal b'maisa, and it's kibshutoy. Maisa is also lezorim, and Bas Yisroel mureses Levi, she still has a dinzor. Eirusin is not machel b'maisa, just like Eirusin is not machel b'trume. You have to be in the suet. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. It tells Rav Meir's din that Meiser is also Lezorim. And the Sefer, Bas Levi, Lekoyen, Bas Koyen, Lelevi. Now here the Gemara had a problem. The Gemara had, if it's coming to tell us that they're not allowed to eat maisa, here the more the problem. Baslevi lekoyim, why can't she eat maisa? Why can't a baskoyim lelevi eat maisa? That was the Gemara's problem. So Taisa says, itzich lashmin and deike Mishnah is coming to tell us, leiseichel betrumen. That's what it's coming to tell us. The salke daitor shlo yivsel baskoyim minatrume kivin da oicheles maisa ha'osa lezorim. I would think that she's permitted to eat trume kiven do eicheles maisa ha'osa lezorim. We'll come back to try to explain this. So memele, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us about achilas trume, that of a pikein she's not allowed to eat trume. Umayser nokat. Now, but it says she's not allowed to eat maiser also. So the whole problem of maiser was, why can't she eat maiser? Umayser nokat and you're seen as rishus. Maiser says she's not allowed to eat maiser. That kleine shtickel means she's not allowed to give rishus to be mafresh trumis meise from the meise. V'agav trumi nokat loshen lo yiseichel. So the whole mission is speaking about Abbas Lev, Abbas Yisroel Levi is not permitted to eat meise. Abbas Koyel Levi is not permitted to eat trumi. So now later the mission is Messiah that Abbas Koyel Levi is not, cannot give rishus to be mafresh trumas maise from a husband maise rish. Vuadina fila baslevi la levi baskain la kain in aisna rishus. Lai di de nokat baslevi la kain baskain la levi la nyin achile ay rebunami la nyin nesinas rishus. So bekitzer, Taisva says that the Iker Mishnah is coming to tell us Yisuri Achille, Abbas Yisrael is also B'maisa, Abbas Koyin is also betume, and then the leishtikl of Meiser is by Nesinus Rishus. Now, before we try to explain Taisvis, the Talingos Achidish Nachilas Trume Taisvis says, I'd like first to say what the Taisus Harosh says, and if there's a Greis in Taisus, it would be much more understandable. The Taisvis Harosh says as follows. The Salkid, now, the Taisa Rosh says that I have a Havamine that a Baskoin is permitted to eat Truma. A Baskoin that's married to Levi, I would think she's permitted to eat Truma. So the Taisa Rosh says as follows. The Salkid Daitoch, the Baskoin le Levi, Shaloy Yipsel Levi Baskoin, min hatrume, I would think the Levi doesn't passel the baskoyin min hatrume, kivin the oichel meiser ha'osar lezorim. Since the Levi eats meiser that is also lezorim. Now again, the Taisus HaRosh says, I would think that a baskoyin that became an arusa to a Levi, I would think he doesn't passel her from Trume, since he eats Maisa ha'osa lezorim. Since he eats Maisa, so I think he doesn't passel her from Trume. That's the lotion of the Taisus HaRosh. Now, Dachsar Mir Pshat in the Taisus HaRosh is as follows. How do we know that a baskoyin who marries a Yisrael is not allowed to eat trume? There's a posuk in the Torah. U baskoyin kisiye leish zo, hi betrumas hakadoshim leisoichel. If a baskoyin married a zo, she's not allowed to eat trume. So, but the posuk is very explicit. A baskoyin married a zo. Rabboisai, is a Levi a zo? I would think a Levi is not a Zor, because he's allowed to eat Meiser. Meiser is also Osel Lezorim, and he's allowed to eat Meiser. So I see a Levi is not called a Zor. So I would think that a Baskoyin, I think this is Pshat and Taisa Saros, I would think a Baskoyin that married a Levi, she's allowed to eat Trume, because he's allowed to eat Meiser. Let us again say the lashon of the Taisus HaRosh. The Salke Daitach, the Baskoyin le Levi, Shelo Yivso Levi Baskoyin minatrume. I would think the Levi doesn't passel the Baskoyin minatrume. Kiven the Oichel, since he eats Maisa, Ha'osa Lezorim. This is the lashon of the Taisus HaRosh. So now, if we would make a greis in Toisvis, and we'd say not Eicheles, we would say Eichel, then Toisvis is saying what the Toisvis HaRosh says. The Salke Daitesh lo Yivsel Baskoye Mina Trume, Kiven the Eichel Meiser Ha'osa Lezorim. If we take away the Sof, so then Toisvis is saying what the Toisvis HaRosh says, and then we'll understand what the Lomdus is. The Lomdus is Amor de Kolomdus. That because the whole passless of Abaskain is kisiya le'ish zor, a Levi isn't called a zor, so she doesn't lose her din Baskain. Let us go a little further. Then the Toisus HaRosh says, V'sal k'daitoch, the bas levi lekoin, now here's gor interessant, salke deitach the bas, Tosfos Bechor doesn't speak about this, salke deitach the bas levi lekoin, kiven da icheles b'meiser ha'osor lezorim, since this bas levi eats meiser ha'osor lezorim, ochlo nami betrume. Now let's try to figure this out. Also says Chetayre, I would think a bas levi, since she eats meiser that's also lezorim, so she should be allowed to eat trume. That's a bas levi that married a kohen. So dachsam epshatn the Tosfos Harosh is as follows: why can't a bas Yisrael hamuris lekohen? Why can't she eat trume? So the din is minatayre she could eat trume. She's a kohen ki ikneg nevish kin yekaspe. She's allowed to eat trume. Why can't she eat trume? It's a gzeira shem matashke. That means since she's away from her husband, so she'll be eating trume. She might go and give it to others also. But a bas levi that's eating maisa, that's also lezorim. So her whole life she was mugel. Whatever you eat, you don't give away to everyone. She knows this. That it's not a hefkeveld. That's kherim shatn derosh. V'sal kedaitach de bas levi lekoyim. Kivin doi eicheles b'maiser ha'osol lezorim, since she eats. Maiser she can eat. Why not? She's a bas levi. Kivin doi eicheles b'maiser ha'osol lezorim ochlonami b'trumes. I think she can eat trume. I think that is what the Tosfos Harosh means. Now the lashon of Tosfos, the way we have Tosfos, is a shrek. Tosfos says something else. Tosfos says, the salke daiter shlo yivsel bas koyin min hatrume, I would think a bas koyin does not become posel min hatrume, kiven da oicheles maisa ha'osel lezorim. Since she eats maisa, which is also lezorim, I would think that's why she's allowed to eat trume. Now this is very difficult to understand. Since she eats maisa, that's why she should be able to eat trume. So the faluli de mistafina, I would say it's missing a few words in Tosfos, and Tosfos meant to say mamash the way that Tosfos Harosh said, then everything would be beautiful. I'd like to say for 3 minutes, if the Tosfos, the Girsa of Tosfos is the Emes Girsa, I'd like to say a shtickel pshat in Tosfos, I don't know how Emes it is, but I'd like to say over a vote that Rab Chaim Brisker says, which is Zicher Emes, and then perhaps we could apply this to Tosfos. The Gemara says, Rashi brought it down already, that a kohen can eat maisa because kahanim ikri levim. Kahanim are levim. So Rab Chaim says, what is pshat kahanim ikri levim? So you can learn two pshatim. One pshat you could learn, in kedushas kohune is kolul kedushas levim, b'chlal masayim on it. That means kedushas kohune is kailu kedushas leviyah, kahanim ikri leviyah. That means they have in kedushas kohune kedushas leviyah. That's one way you could learn. Or you could learn that kedushas kohune has no shaykhas at all with kedushas leviyah. Kahanim ikri leviyah, because they're leviyah also. They come from Shevet Levi. So there's kedushas kohune, there's kedushas leviyah, and a kohen has both. He's a kohen and he's a levi. So that's why kahanim ikri levim. You can learn two ways. So Rab Chaim brings a raya from a gemara in Bechoyres Daf Mem Zayin, that the first way is true, not the second way. The gemara says that if an akum will be boil a bas koyin, and they'll have a son, so the bas koyin loses her kedushas kohune, and the son is chayev v'pidyon aben. If an akum will be boil a bas levi, and she'll have a son, the son is potter from pidyon aben because it comes out from a levi. And from the Gemara's Mevuah that the Akum is Mechalo Kedushas Kohune, he's not Mechalo Kedushas Leviyah. So Rav Chaim, zet men doch klar von der Gemara, so we see from this Gemara that Kahanim Ikra Leviyah means in Kedushas Kohune there is Kedushas Leviyah. And if you lose Kedushas Kohune, you lose everything. So that's why in Akum Abor Bas Koyin, the child is Mechuyev Pidyon HaBen. She's not a Levi. It's not a Ben Levi. It's a Ben Yisrael. And a Koyin, an Akum that's Bo'al Levi, the child is Potter from Pidyon HaBen. He's a Ben Levi. That's a Ben Levi. That's what the Gemara says in Pchayres. So Al Koponim, we see from this that the Kedushas Kohune that a Koyin has, or a Bas Koyin has, the Kedushas Levi is Kolol in the Kedushas Kohune. So now, could be Taisus is saying like this, if you have a Bas Koyin that's marrying a Levi, does she lose her Kedushas Kohune, yes or no? So I would think, if she's allowed to eat Maisa, why is she allowed to eat Maisa? Al kolchach because of the Kedushas Kohune Shebo. Al kolchach because of the Kedushas Kohune. Abbas Yisroel Levi doesn't eat Maisa. Abbas Koyin Levi eats Maisa. So als what does she eat Maisa? Als Bas Koyin. So we see she doesn't lose her Kedushas Kohune by marrying a Levi. Kivin she'echeles b'maisa, since she eats maisa, I would think she can eat truma also, because memonivshech, does she have kedushas kuna after she marries a levi, yes or no? If a levi is mafkia her kedushas kuna, so then she wouldn't be able to eat maisa either, because that what she eats als levi, als kahane mikra levim, that's als kedushas kuna. So I would think, since she eats Maisa, kivin sha'icheles b'maisa, I would think she should be oichel b'truma also, is kamash malon